All right, it's now time for the update from the Tiffin Seneca Public Library with Kaylee Shannon Fiesel. Hi, Kaylee.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
What are we talking about this time?
Today I'm going to talk about what we have going on at the library the week of April 8th through the 14th. And I wanted to start off by letting everybody know that we will be closed on Monday, April 8th for the solar eclipse. We do hope to reopen on Tuesday, April 9th, but we'll be monitoring the situation to ensure that our staff members can get safely to work. We just wish everybody to stay safe. I also wanted to mention that National Library Week, which is an annual celebration of libraries and library workers, it's going to take place this year during the week of April 7th through the 13th. And we are encouraging everyone in the community to visit the library, to take part in the festivities, and explore everything that we have to offer. And the theme this year is Ready, Set, Library. Libraries give us a green light to experience something truly special, a place to connect with others, learn new skills, pursue our passions through book clubs, story times, movie nights, crafting classes, lectures, and more. And we do offer a wide range of programs, such as classes and resources, such as our digital hotspots for internet usage, our North Star Digital Literacy, which is a self-guided resource for improving computer-related skills. We offer visits from best-selling authors in our community read and foundation speaker programs. We do live online tutoring with BrainFuse. We have a new mobile printing solution called Printch. So much more that the library has to offer. So if you're interested in learning more about those services and programs, you can give us a call or stop in and talk to somebody. We are celebrating National Library Week in a few different ways. You can pick up a digital scavenger hunt to learn more about our digital services and databases. You just have to complete 5 activities and you'll be able to win a prize. On Wednesday, April 10th is National Library Outreach Day, and our extension and outreach manager, Beth, will have a table set up in the lobby from 9:30 to 11:30 to talk about our outreach and homebound services for seniors. What Beth does is she goes out to different assisted living facilities and nursing homes once a month to give a program and conduct a craft. She visits homebound patrons and takes them new materials so that they're always eligible to have books and reading materials and movies and whatever that they want. If you know anybody that could use those services, you can give us a call. She's also going to have a bucket hat craft for all ages at her table at that time. On Friday, April 12th, we're encouraging everybody to wear a favorite book-related outfit and stop into the library to celebrate the conclusion of National Library Week. Moving on to our Community Read program, as part of the Christopher D. English Community Read 2024, we're going to host a series of special programs to honor the book The Paris Daughter by Kristen Harmel. If you're unfamiliar with our Community Read, each year it encourages the people in Seneca County to read the selected title and come together for special events and discussions, and it always culminates in a feature event where the author, and in this case that's Kristen Harmel, she's a New York Times best-selling author and a number one international best-selling author. She will stop by the community to speak on Tuesday, April 30th at 6:30 at the Chandelier Community Event Center. The author event is completely free and open to the public, and it will be followed by a book signing. Copies of The Paris Daughter are available for purchase at the Panyan Bookstore currently and will be available for purchase the night of the event at the event. One of the special programs that we're doing a special make and take guided painting program. It's called Glitter and Glue Paris Paint Party. That's going to be Wednesday, April 10th at 6 o'clock in the Frost Calmel Room here at the library. We will be creating a Paris canvas painting in a class taught by a library staff member who is also a freelance illustrator and artist. Spaces and supplies are limited, so we are requiring registration by calling the library or by visiting our online calendar. And lastly, we're going to offer a brand new program. It's called Chess, Cubes, Books, and Dogs, and that's going to be Saturday, April 13th. From 10 a.m. to noon in the junior homeroom, and you can stop by anytime from 10 to noon. But if you've ever been interested in learning how to play chess or to solve a Rubik's Cube, we're going to have Ernie Berry from Good Shepherd Kennels. He's going to join the library for a monthly program dedicated to helping all ages learn how to play chess, solve a Rubik's Cube, talk about good books that they're currently reading. The service dog is going to be in attendance for this program, and it's open for all ages, no registration required. If you're interested in learning more about the library, you can stop by and see us. We're located at 77 Jefferson Street here in downtown Tiffin. You can give us a call at 419-447-3751. Visit us online at tiffinsenecalibrary.org, or you can follow us on our social media pages. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Thank you, Kaylee, for calling in for the update from the Tiffin Seneca Public Library.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to WTTF AM 1600 and FM 93.3.